Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we go, hour five of the nation. We got Rangers pregame coming up at 6:30. It's time for some wins. We need it bad. I mean, you're a bad weekend from potentially being double digits under 500 by the time we get to next week. So the urgency should be at a season high. We had Cal Quantrill on the show Tuesday. He was great. He was transparent and candid. Said, yeah.
He was.
You know? We're frustrated. We're looking forward to getting some wins in here, and they've lost more since then. Walchuk. So give us some good news, buddy. I'm ready to believe.
All right, let's do it. Let's go ahead and get the positive vibes going right after this.
You don't know how to play first base.
Scott? That's right.
It's not that hard, Scott. Tell him, Wash.
It's incredibly hard.
There's no crying in baseball!
You play ball like a girl!
Hey, if for those that don't know, life-changing, the Tommy John underwear.
Could tie it with one swing.
Langford took live batting practice today.
And he got banged up again.
He's expected to start a rehab assignment at AAA Round Rock tomorrow.
Except for the soreness that crept in afterwards.
Nothing negative to report right now, Eric. So we're going to attempt to be positive.
All right.
And that this will go very well as he makes his AAA Round Rock appearance tomorrow. Hopefully nothing bad. No injuries, nothing. Gets cleared. We also have Corey Seager. He's been swinging. Could potentially do live BP tomorrow. Still listed as day-to-day.
Unless, of course,
the soreness creeps in.
And then Josh Smith did some jogging again. It will be determined on baseball activity following his meningitis. So those are your Rangers injury updates.
Casey's coughing very badly.
Not that worried about that one, Wolchuk.
The meningitis one?
Yeah. Josh Smith situation.
Yeah. No, I think Wyatt, I don't know.
He could really turn things around for this lineup, man.
He could.
He's been playing well.
End up being the guy. Shout out to Michelle Montaigne. She is going to be the newest member of the Rangers Sports Network. She's going to join Laura Stickles. She'll be featured approximately 20-game broadcast this year. It will be her debut tonight. So you'll see.
Is she kind of like an independent reporter / social media content creator?
I think she works for WFAA.
Okay.
But I do think she might be like third, kind of like what Jeff Kolb does. He's like third behind Sam and Mike Ducey. I think she might be like third behind Leslie, Jonah Javad, and then it's Michelle. But I could be wrong on that. I know she does stuff with WFAA, but I do think she also does some of her own stuff on the side.
Yeah. Okay. I was trying to find out more about her.
Yeah. That's my knowledge. I know started out at camp last year.
That's right. She did some Cowboy stuff.
Yeah. She's done some Cowboys covering. So that'll be, hopefully her role at RSN continues to rise. Now, Abner Uribe did get suspended one game by Major League Baseball for the crotch chopping toward the Cardinals' dugout. I get Eric's point about the taunting. That's hard to argue. I still thought it was hilarious.
That's Nadell, by the way.
Yeah. 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 Who else would we be talking about?
Until the soreness set in.
Oh, you? My apologies. My apologies. You're right. I thought maybe Casares.
People forget we share the same name.
You do. But you're always my number one. You know that.
I love it because Nadell, anytime he sees me, he's like, "What's up, E?"
He doesn't like, even call you Eric.
We have a good rapport going.
You call him E?
No, I call him Legend. Hall of Famer.
What's up, E? Hey, Legend. I like that. That's a good back and forth you guys have there. That's cute.
Thank you.
It's very cute. Rangers are scheduled to wear their new City Connect uniforms tonight for the third time this season.
Oh, my gosh. I wonder how they're going to look in those unis.
You know what their record is?
0-for.
Yep, they're 0-2. They're also now winless in 7 straight series openers.
Wait, I thought this was a positivity segment.
I'm trying to just give the facts here. And this is all getting to the positive, which is that eventually things are going to have to go your way. And if you're 0-2 in the City Connects and you're 0-7 in your last 7, tonight's the night.
Well, it's kind of like 3 strikes, you're out. I mean, right? This feels like the final.
The old ball game?
It's the final countdown. It's the time to get some dubs. Let's go. And it's Mackenzie Gore on the bump. And you know what Mackenzie Gore doesn't do?
What's that?
Give up first inning home runs.
Oh, and we can appreciate that.
That's what I think. And you know what? I thought we were trying to be positive,
Hold
Ryan.
My beer, says Evaldi.
Good Lord.
Hold my beer,
good freaking DeGrom. Lord. Ranger stock report. Is anybody having a positive one?
Yes.
You tell me.
Yes.
Who would it be?
Jock
Peterson. Yes, he has led the Rangers in on-base percentage and was second to just Josh Young in OPS. He's now in the leadoff spot. Over 19 games coming into this weekend, Peterson has a 333, 458, 6067, and how about an 1124 slash line? That is troubled. Times are now looking way behind him, okay? He is doubling up on last year's production
at
this point in the season. I'm loving it. This is great. Now, losers, you know, you could go with the pitching rotation for the series against Houston. But honestly, that's just Jordan Alvarez.
You go with the offense, dude.
It's just Jordan's. Well, let's be real.
He wasn't the only one hitting home runs.
Exactly.
Pena.
But Jordan is an issue. And I think that just getting him out of here is going to hopefully help everything. It's not like the Royals have a Bobby Witt Jr. on there.
Watch, he'll go like 0-16 against the Brewers this weekend.
He might. He might. Now, the Royals do come in at 22-34. They're fourth place in the AL Central. Rangers at 25-31. They're fourth place in the American League West, which does not have a team above 500. But that's okay. We're not worried about that. Eventually, the Rangers are going to claw their way back to 500 and then hopefully stay there. Now, one team in Major League Baseball that is just telling the analytics to go F themselves.
White Sox.
And this is a very analytically driven team.
Is this Tampa?
It's the Tampa Bay Rays, who are just crushing it right now. They hold a 1.5-game lead over the Yankees. But I stumbled upon this video on Podcast Doesn't Exist. That's what it is. I had never heard of this, but it's called Podcast Doesn't Exist.
How'd you find it?
They do a I just went down the Don't Exist podcast rabbit hole, nice. And then boom, here we go. But here they give a nice breakdown on what exactly the Tampa Bay Rays are doing and just how freaking bizarre the season success is.
Tampa Bay Rays.
This team makes zero sense.
So the Tampa Bay Rays are last in barrel percentage, last in barrels, last in hard hit percentage, last in hard hit balls, last in average exit velocity, and have the 10th best offense in baseball and the best record in the American League. They are 27th in balls in the air percentage. Since April 22nd, they are 22-6, have the best record in MLB. What has everybody said the past 10 years in baseball, Mitchell? What is the analytical strategy?
Launch angle,
hard hit percentage. We don't care if you strike out. If you hit the ball hard, you hit it in the air, we want you on your team, you're going to hit bombs. They say, this is what everyone's doing. Guess what? We found what is the word I'm looking for? Market deficiency. The players who don't hit the ball hard, who don't hit it in the air, are undervalued because everyone in the league wants players who hit the ball hard in the air. The Rays say, we're smarter than you motherfuckers. We're gonna get the players who don't hit the ball hard, who don't hit it in the air. And that's exactly what they did. They're first in contact percentage, second in strikeout percentage. So they don't hit the ball hard, but they don't strike out and they steal a ton.
Yeah.
So they just play small ball now. Everyone thought small ball was dead. The Rays are bringing it back. Third in steals, first in extra bases taken. I bet you didn't even know that was a stat, did you?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, Mitchell. Second in runs via extra bases taken. First in stolen base attempt percentage. They only have one player slugging over 500. That is Yandy Diaz, who also leads the league in average. And they end the week in first place, 3.5 games up of the big bag Yankees.
That's amazing. They are zigging while the league is zagging. They're all about no Ks and stealing bases. We're running. And you know what?
Hey, they took your idea.
Bag stealing offense, dude.
I'd love to
see somebody was going to do it.
More small ball. I think small ball has always been successful. We're just, it's all about the dongs. And I get it, man. Who doesn't love a home run? Chicks dig the dong ball, as CA would say. But I think chicks also dig stolen bags. And I'm here for the bag stealing offense.
Chicks
boys.
Dig the small ball.
I mean, there's.
Chicks digs wins.
That's damn right. And if you're going to win,
yeah,
by any means necessary.
Baseball.
Yeah. I think those market deficiencies are huge. Tampa used it, or I'm sorry, Bill Belichick used it with Tom Brady,
yes,
to get the tight ends, to get the slot players. It's not that playing small ball is better than slugging, but it's that you can get a lot more small ball players and stay under the luxury tax threshold with quality guys.
And Tampa Bay is masterful at doing that. That's why they've had so much success over the course of their recent decade or so doing this. And then shout out to Paul Skeens. Happy birthday to you.
Salute.
He's turning 24.
Thank you, Woolchuck. We got to run. We're coming back. G-Bag Nation with keys to victory here on 105.
Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history, and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Three the Fan. Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan, and we have the Rangers pregame coming up here in 10 minutes. Let's give you some keys to victory. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There is never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. You know, just 2.5 back of a playoff spot right now. You know, all we need is a strong weekend to sort of reset the vibes and say, you know what, win the division, make the playoffs. Maybe it's not going to be your year, but get DeGrom and Evaldi to the playoffs with a bullpen that's hopefully going to add a piece or two if you're, you know, heading towards the trade deadline and you're at or above 500. I think that's realistic to expect from CY. So that's what I'm hoping we can talk about on Monday, that this was a rock bottom week. You see a lot of that discussion on social. Is this rock bottom for the Rangers? I certainly as hell hope so. But it's got to start at least taking 2 of 3 from Kansas City. Okay, number one, it does feel like a game where the first of four will probably win. Both these offenses, Royals and Rangers, have been bad much of the season, and the pitching matchup is pretty good. You got to make Steven Kolek work. It's similar to Arrighetti, but Kolek's 3-0 with a 2.77. He's kind of the modern version of a salad thrower, which is different salad than a thrower. Tosser. Yeah. Salad thrower. Mm. You know, he just throws mixed lettuce up there, and you're like, wow, why couldn't I hit that?
Right.
But the key to him, you know, avoid helping him by swinging in early counts. He wants weak contact off the plate. And I would say, you know, simplify the approach to, is it right down the middle? Did Kolek just make a mistake? If the answer to that is no, hold the bat till you get two strikes. Number three, Mackenzie Gore. Is he dialed? And that's left to be decided. But other than the Colorado game where he had, what was that, an oblique, turned out to be a nothing burger.
He had to come out. He ended up being like a cramp situation.
And, you know, that wasn't a great start, but Gore has kind of been on fire since Jared Sandler so eloquently broke down how good his stuff is. He had 8 innings, 1 run against Arizona in his next start after that, and 6 innings with 1 run against the Angels last week. So could we be lucky enough to have that version of Mackenzie Gore that was so successful for the Nationals in April, May, and June of the last two seasons? I think it's possible.
I think it's very possible. If the command can just be there, you know, the stuff's good. It's just all about that command. We did get news that Jalen Williams has also been ruled out for game 7 tomorrow night. So no Jalen Williams for the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Man, that might be the window of opportunity opening up. Predictions for this game? I know we've had some great debate and banter about this, and I've been vulnerable, you know?
I know.
And it's a weird place for me to be because, you know, the other thing is the OKC Thunder are the old Sonics, and that was my most bitter rival as a kid. You know, but everywhere you turn here in this Western Conference for the last 30 years, you've seen San Antonio popping up, David Robinson, Tim Duncan, Manu Ginobili, Tony Parker, and now this situation right here. I guess, you know, it's been too much to endure, and I don't want to see the Spurs get this championship swagger going, because once you win one, Wemby is already one of the most confident 22-year-old basketball players you've ever seen. You put a ring on that finger,
yeah,
they know the path to the title. It might be 5-6 years, other than injury, before it relents. All right, thanks to Lucius Alexander, the Pimp Cup Master Control here, 75 and 635, just went 4.5 flawless. Thanks to Wolchuk and Schiafalo. Thanks to Aiden Butler coordinating your video. But, of course, Brian Broaddus, former Cowboy Scout, with us every day, Krusty's Corner at 340. Till Monday at 2, they'll be in St. Louis pregame at 6. You're going home with the Nation at ease.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.